A former homicide detective could spend more than 5 years in prison after being found guilty of coercing testimony from a suspect in a murder the man didn't commit. And then the detective lied about it on the witness stand. District Attorney Larry Krasner says ex-Philadelphia homicide detective James Pitt beat a confession out of Obinna Onaya. And despite his innocence, Onaya spent 11 years behind bars.
It is my hope that this conviction lifts up every good and honest police officer in the city of Philadelphia and around the country and reminds every police officer who might be tempted to commit crimes with a uniform on, reminds them that there's a consequence, and that consequence in the case of Detective James Pitts is not just the end of his career, it is 32 to 64 months in state prison.
Krasner says his conviction integrity unit will continue to make sure the right people are in prison for their crimes. A federal judge has found President Trump's administration is defying an order to unfreeze federal funds to states. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more from the Delaware desk.
The district judge gave Delaware and other states an order enforcing his previous stay that was designed to keep federal funding flowing to the states. Delaware and a coalition of states sued last month after the Office of Management and Budget stopped sending money to states while it did a review to weed out progressive initiatives. But despite a judge's order, states say funding is still paused by the Trump administration. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings says unless federal funding is restored, it will cause real suffering for people needing services like preschool, health care, and housing. The U.S. Justice Department is arguing the government can hold up money from legislation passed during President Biden's administration on climate, health care, and taxes. But the judge disagreed. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
In sports, Sixers are home against the Raptors tonight. The tip at 7. This is WHYY.